Well, let's focus now on that raid in Libya that Eric was just talking about, where U.S. commandos did successfully capture Anas al-Libi, who officials say is suspected of masterminding the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in East Africa. More than 220 people were killed in those attacks. The Libyan government is asking the U.S. for, quote, clarifications over the operation over this weekend, which comes 2 years after the revolution that ended the regime of Muammar Gaddafi. Secretary of State John Kerry says al-Libi was a legal target, but there are questions, especially in Libya, about the legality of U.S. forces going into a sovereign nation to capture a suspect. The BBC's Rana Jawad joins us via Skype from the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Rana, welcome.
Thank you.
So there are conflicting reports about what role, if any, the Libyan government had in this raid. What are you hearing?
We've only heard from the Libyan government once so far. They released a press statement on their official site on Facebook. Our assessment from their statement and from talking to other sources, it would appear that they did not know about this operation and it took them completely by surprise. We know that the prime minister is not even in the country. So it would seem up until now that if anyone did know about it from the government, there were very few people.
Well, what is the reaction on the streets and among other officials to this in Libya?
The Libyan streets are mixed, or rather, I mean, there's a difference between the views you see on social networking sites like Twitter and Facebook, where you see a range of views and mixed views, some of them saying, you know, good riddance, the Americans can have them. If our government can't take out people like that, then let them do it. But when you talk to people on the street, the overwhelming majority, at least that we have spoken to, are very angered. One of the people we spoke to said, you know, well, if they can easily come in to our territory like that without any permission, then what's stopping them from taking out our president? So they're taking it very seriously. The question of sovereignty is a very sensitive one here, much like the rest of the Arab world. And so I think people are starting to look at this as, you know, could this be a game changer in terms of public opinion towards the United States?
Well, what is the Libyan government today? How put together is this government now?
Well, they're struggling, and there's, you know, there are no two ways about it. And the people know this, and I suppose to a certain extent, the government knows this as well. They keep saying that they are operating in exceptional circumstances. This is still a very sensitive transitional period. And I think that is part of what's taken or part of what surprised people by this latest U.S.-led operation. People wondering, you know, are they trying to undermine the government further here? The general view on the streets here of the Libyan government is that it is weak, because in reality, they don't control the streets here. There's still a lot of armed militias and brigades that are much more powerful than them. At this stage in the transition process, I think people are looking abroad for help and for solutions, not more obstacles. And this latest action, at least according to the people I've spoken to and analysts, is seen as just another obstacle that's been placed in the laps of the Libyan government to deal with.
And if these allegations against Mr. al-Libi turn out to be true, it does appear that Libya has become a place where terrorists or suspected terrorists can live relatively freely.
I think the wider view here is that Libya has become a place where it's become more difficult for the government to gather the proper intelligence about who's in the country. Whatever extremist groups are based here, we know very little about them. They keep a very low profile. We do understand that they are smaller numbers. And some people feel, especially in the east of the country, where there have been quite a number of attacks, especially against army officials or police stations, people believe that there are hardline Islamists that are behind these attacks. The issue is no one ever takes responsibility for these attacks. And we also have to keep in mind that there are competing interests on the ground with the various armed groups that exist. It's not just about Islamists or hardline Islamists, but there are also other factions here that are simply chasing the power or the money. And so we never really know who was behind those kind of attacks that are seen generally as being the work of extremist groups.
Rana, before I let you go, before this event happened, what was the view toward the United States in Libya? What do the people think of the U.S. right now?
Since the war, there was a very positive outlook towards the United States. People were very they were very happy with the help that they got from there. And I think I can quote someone we recently talked to in the aftermath of this latest operation that probably sums it up best. You know, he said, "What happened doesn't agree with our nation, and it's about the nation's sovereignty. And irrespective of what the Americans did for us during the revolution, we appreciate and respect that. But when it comes to the country's sovereignty, I am entirely against this." So this is why, again, it raises that question of, is this a game changer? Will public opinion turn against the United States? Not in its entirety. There is the view that, you know, it will cause a short-term fuss and sort of fizzle out later on. But at the moment, it's a tense situation at best.
The BBC's Rana Jawad in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. Rana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.